The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Can you believe we actually have another week of summer left around here? It's sort of feeling all of a sudden like fall. But listen, that's my favorite time of year anyway. Beth, I'll get to you in just a second. Rick, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm a bit sick and sad. Feel gutted right now.
Rick, speak up a little for me, please. I can't hear you very well.
I'm a bit sad right now, and I feel sick and gutted because I've received more bad news this morning, confirming my suspicions of what I suspected had happened last year on or about the month of, anyway, last year.
What happened last year?
Well, I don't want to lose my opportunity to learn from you. I'll disclose that to you, but I also want to find out from you because you're pretty wise. I've been listening to you since I was 16 years old. Get back on topic. You look nice too. I remember you when I was a teenager. I saw you, I think, on TV. Yeah, and you're from New York.
Well, I'm not from New York, but I live there now. All right, so Rick, thank you for all that. But what happened a year ago that's making you unhappy?
Oh yeah, I don't know. Sometimes, like the joke in the movie with Batman, he said, "You only know who your real friends are, and you know the true characters." I'm paraphrasing, of course. When they're in trouble, or when you're in trouble, or when they're about to die. So, I would like for you to explain to me how to spot someone who's a real friend, because I've learned in the past 8 years, a lot of people will, this sounds sociopathic, but you're not a dumb cookie. A lot of people out there will lure you in until you're in a precarious position, and then they'll pull you down further. Or some people, they present one thing to gain your trust, and then once you're in danger, well, it's kind of repeating the same thing, they pull you down further, and then
okay.
Like, well, for instance, you've been here too long now, but you told me I could stay as long as I want, not to sign the contract or renewing my lease. And, you know, people orchestrate things I've learned.
All right, wait. Rather than dealing with generalities, because what you don't want to be, you know, there's the old joke about just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you, which is probably the wrong thing to say to you. But, Rick, let's get back to your initial question, because I think it's a really important one, of how do you know who your real friends are? And the answer to a certain extent is I'm not sure that we do. As you put, and I think there's a different way of thinking about friendship. That there are, you know, that you've heard they're fair weather friends. They're people who are really fun to hang out with, and they're always good for going to a movie, and they know great jokes. And as long as their life's going okay and your life's going okay, they're there for you. And that doesn't mean that they're not friends. It just means that they're a very limited kind of friend. There are probably people who are a little crankier, a little bristlier, that are on a day-to-day basis may be difficult to deal with. But when you really need somebody, when you're really up against it, they're the people that you can call on. That's a different category of friend. I think part of what we look for in our life, which is our problem, Rick, is we look for somebody who will always be there for us. And that's a tricky thing. So what I would suggest is rather than be angry with your friends or view yourself as gullible, understand that everybody basically watches out for their own best interest, which they should. There's nothing wrong with that. Because if you start watching out for somebody else's best interest, who's going to watch out for yours? And so it doesn't mean you have to be mean. It doesn't mean you have to be selfish. It just means that your well-being is your responsibility. So if you feel that way to begin with, then somebody who comes through for you in the clutch is gravy. It's great. If they don't, you can still take care of yourself. And those people who are... pardon me?
Oh, I hope I don't hear music coming because I want to fill in the question.
Well, you're not, but I also have the feeling that you're not paying any attention to what I'm saying.
Well, I'm listening. Yeah.
All right. So what I'm saying is the best way to take good advantage of friendships, whatever, however they offer it, on whatever level, however limited or large, is to be self-reliant, to know that you can take care of yourself, so that you don't, you're not asking other people for money, you're not asking other people for shelter, you're not asking people for anything except friendship on whatever level they can offer it, because then friendships are safe and profitable. If you're looking for people who will rescue you or take care of you or care about you more than you care about or than they care about themselves, you're going to be disappointed a lot, because they have, their job is to take care of themselves, not to take care of you. So it just may be not that you have bad friends, or not that you're gullible, or not that you have poor taste in friends, but that you may be asking more of friendship than is realistic. Having said that, I think all of us have had the situation where we've been really disappointed in somebody that we thought was a really good friend and they weren't. But I think that most of us also have been surprised with somebody who really came through that we viewed as an acquaintance, and they came through. In fact, we were talking, you know, I was talking about September 11th last week for obvious reasons, and that the people who called and to make sure I was okay were not necessarily the people that I would have expected to call. And the people who didn't call were people that sometimes I was really surprised that they didn't. But that says more about our expectations, Rick, than their behavior. So I think the answer is not to feel like, well, I'm really stupid and these people aren't really friends, as much as to make sure that you can take care of yourself, and therefore friends are kind of a wonderful addition to your life. And some of them, some of the people that you think will really be there for you will. Some of the people you think will really be there for you won't. Some of the people that you had no idea were going to be there for you will be. So I think it's much more about you, your expectations, your self-reliance, than it is about them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, okay. I think what you mean is, I thought deeply about that for a long time. But everything in the world is interconnected, and no man makes it alone. Or a man is an island.
Well, I think that, I mean, I don't know that that's really true. I know that's a very common statement, is no man is an island. And I think we're not islands. But that doesn't mean that the primary responsibility for the happiness in our lives doesn't rest solely with us. Rick, I think if you change, look, try it for a couple weeks. You don't have to buy what I'm selling, but try it for a couple weeks and just see if it doesn't change everything for you. Because you've got this huge black cloud over your head that says people are no damn good, you know, that I'm too trusting, and these people I thought would come through for me wouldn't, and it's really, the world is a stinky place, and that's not going to really attract people to you very much. If on the other hand you say, I am strong, I can take care of myself, that I will let people offer what they want to offer rather than ask things of them, although occasionally asking for some help is not a bad idea, but I think the more self-reliant you are, the more you find that your friends are there for you. And that they'll be able to surprise you in wonderful ways.
What was that? The more soft of a line I am? I missed it.
No, the more self-reliant you are, the more you can take care of yourself, the more you're not asking other people to take care of you, the more you'll find that people will surprise you in nice ways. I think you're asking too much from people.
Well, before we were strong enough, like in an audition, all these famous people on the red carpet, they relied on someone to give them a thumbs up to...
Not necessarily. That's what they say, because most of them aren't willing to say, look, I'm really tough and I fought my way to the top, that it's kind of socially acceptable. But if those people, you know, they take care of themselves. And it's not to say that we don't have people that we can be grateful to. But I'm saying something very different than you're saying.
Well, I was independent because I paid the U-Haul company to keep my stuff safe in storage, and basically last year the police came to my friend's house. I told my friend, if you leave this borderline, it's fair game for them to toss me around outside.
Why did the police come to your friend's house?
Well, they claim, and as you know, you don't believe what police tell you. They came to the door, and first of all, the superintendent
right,
faked the blood in order.
Ron, now you do hear the Rick. Now you do hear the news. When we come back, tell me why the police came to the door. Right? We'll do next. Beth, Ron, I'll get you to both 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Angie. We're talking with Rick, who's got, you know, not an uncommon concern of, gee, people I trusted turned out to be not very trustworthy. They weren't really very good friends. But you left me at sort of a provocative point. You said the cops showed up at your friend's house. Why did the cops show up at your friend's house?
So I asked them. Well, they said, well, when they stuck in her, say she would jump past the borderline of her front door, which I told her not to do. I guess,
why did they show up in the first place, Rick?
Well, I guess I'll cut to the end to make the story boring and shorten the story. They lie. They presented a false reason. They claim we're just here to make sure that she's safe. So they're implying that it's domestic. And I asked them why. They
so
said,
some
going
women,
on?
Wait. Stop. So some she was with you or with somebody else in the house?
She was with me on premises in her own private apartment. So,
but did somebody, were you guys arguing with each other?
Not at all, no.
Well, somebody,
people do sometimes, but that wasn't it. I can get...
Well, but the cops don't just sort of randomly wander around the neighborhood and sort of say, oh, I think I'll just stop in at this place. I mean, presumably, if they thought there was a domestic disturbance, it's because somebody called it in.
Well, so he goes, what's going on here? I ask him, what do you mean what's going on here? Right? Question with a question. He said, well, what's going on here? I go, I don't know what you mean. So someone gave us a phone call. I go, well, who was it? Oh,
yep.
It was anonymous, he said. I said, well
I just told, but Rick, I just told you that somebody called in the domestic disturbance call. That's why they showed up.
No, that's not why. That was the story. Why, Miss Joy? So,
well, then tell me why they did show up.
Well, if you know law, and you might because you're pretty smart, you know they lie all the time to legitimize their actions.
But
so
Rick,
later
there
on,
still had to be a reason. There had to be someone said that there were drugs there, there was guns there, that there were that there was a domestic violence going on there, that there was receiving stolen property. Cops, I mean, they're busy enough that they're not going to just kind of randomly think, well, you know, that's kind of an interesting door to knock on. They had to have some idea that there was a problem there. Somebody dimed you.
Well,
somebody called in on you.
Yeah, what they had said is we had an anonymous phone call, and in response, I responded, well, ask the person who called you to tell you what's going on here.
Well, that's a good way to get yourself down at headquarters for resisting arrest and being smart alecky to a cop. So fast forward. So what happened from that?
So from there, they questioned my friend in the hallway. They're like, how long have you known him for? How many languages does he speak? And what school do you go to? And now they're trying
was
to
she a, was she a minor?
A minor?
Yeah, how old is your friend?
Oh, no.
How old
no.
is your friend?
Well, I don't want to, I wouldn't want, she's not a minor.
Rick, what's your question to me in all this?
So basically, they came back about three
okay.
weeks later.
Okay, I've given up on this. I'm never going to understand it. Tell me what the question is.
Well, how is my friend a real friend? When they returned, after she was trained with basic law to not consent, do not consent to a search. If they're in your apartment without permission, ask for a warrant. If they cannot produce the warrant,
because she was scared. What else do you want to know? She was scared, and people respond without thinking necessarily when they're scared. What
well,
else
they
do you want to know?
Her, they're going to get in one way or the other. And I taught.
So I told you, Rick. I just answered your question. She was scared.
That's
people do all
so
sorts of silly things. All right. So what else could I help you with?
Okay. Wow.
But Rick, she wasn't betraying you. She was watching out for her own best interest. And if you expect other people to watch out for your interest in front of yours, in front of their own, you're going to be disappointed a lot. That's not how people behave. That's not how they should behave. That you're going to watch out for your best interest. She's going to watch out for hers. And what you want is people in your life so there's no conflict between what they want for themselves and what you want for yourself. And that's the basis of friendship. That's when we talk about communality and shared interest. But, I mean, expecting someone to put themselves in jeopardy to save you, it doesn't happen very often.
But
nor should it.
Dr. Joy?
Yes.
You're right.
I am. Rick, I'm running out of patience because I don't have the feeling that you're focused on anything on this.
Dr. Joy, she's not in trouble because, as you know, because you're a smart cookie, as I've known since I was a teenager, if she had, if they could be in there, they would be in there, meaning they would have a warrant.
Not necessarily.
Not
necessarily. Rick, I think you and I need to go. We went to different law schools. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Ron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Ron.
Dr. Joy, what you were talking about before about the NFL,
mm-hmm.
I was telling Shane that a podiatrist was trimming my toenails, and he wasn't doing it the way you should do it, but he knew what he was doing, and he just said to me, don't do as I do as I say. But I just don't know if that's appropriate in the NFL thing. Who knows what actually happened anyway until it all comes down. And I really hope that commissioner wasn't lying.
About what? About Ray Rice?
No, yeah, about the Ray Rice thing.
Well, apparently he was. Apparently he was. That there's some pretty credible information that he had the same tape that we all saw last week. He had it in February.
He actually knew about it, and he said he didn't know about it, Dr. Joy.
Apparently that's the case. I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, as I said, I went to a different law school than Rick did. I'm being facetious. I'm not a lawyer. But apparently that's what's happening. That there were, and even on Friday there were, last Tuesday, there are a whole lot of reports that he'd seen the tape.
And he came right out and said that he did not.
Yes, that is correct.
Specifically to his knowledge, he did not. Nobody in his office or NFL.
That is correct.
Knew anything
that
about
is correct.
The tape.
Oh, yeah. I know. Kind of frustrating, isn't it?
It's more than frustrating, Dr. Joy.
Well, because look, either way you look at it, Ron. And here's where my law school training comes in. I'm kidding, folks. That if he saw it and lied about it. That's a bad idea. But if he didn't see it, why didn't he see it? I mean, he's the commissioner. This is a big deal. I mean, they actually went to trial about it, and Ray Rice got a suspended sentence or something. So either way you look at it, either he's lying or he was incompetent. Either way, it doesn't look good for the Raj.
No, but the former is far worse than the latter, I think, Dr. Joe.
Well, and I think most people think it is the former. It came out on Tuesday. It was alluded to all last week. There were people who said that he'd seen it. So,
well, I assume that in the final analysis, if it sounds like what you're saying, it'll come out that in fact that's what he did. In fact, lie. So
yeah, well, but it's interesting because if you look at today's issue. About the Adrian story, you know, that it's that basically they're saying, well, you know, we suspended him for one game, but we're going to put him back in and see what the law says. And I don't know what that means, that if he's found innocent, I mean, they're pictures. How's he going to be found innocent? I don't know. I don't know, Ron, I don't know how much of an NFL fan you are, but I think that things like this make one sort of feel that this is not an all-American game, that this is an all-American business, and that the bottom line is the only thing that counts, which may have been naive of us to think anything else. If you want to stay on and talk with me more, Ron, hang on. I'll put Shane on your case, and if not, thank you for calling, sir. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get 2 meals free. That's right, 2 meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis. analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Beth, what happened? We were having such a terrible time with Beth's phone today. Folks, if you're going to call, which I hope you do, if you've got a landline, and I know lots of people don't have landlines anymore, so that's okay. I mean, we're not going to discriminate against you. But if you're in a place where we can hear you and you can hear us, don't pace around. And I know you can get nervous sometimes, but it's just really frustrating, I'm sure, to you to be on hold and then to not be able to be heard. And it drives me nuts as well, so. And if you've got a landline, that's great. If you're in a car, please pull over for a whole bunch of reasons, not the least of which is I don't need to hear a collision in the middle of it. In many states, it's illegal to do that. So, all right, we've got about 20 minutes or so left in the hour. So if you want to call, it's not a bad time to call. 855-99-37569. Okay, let's look. We've got people on Facebook who wanted to respond about what the NFL's position should be on behavior off the field.
Right. Dan writes in and says, the question I should pose again is, should the NFL do anything about private off-the-field behavior, and if so, what and when? Dan says, I think so. Disciplining a child is important, and Adrian Peterson may have gone a bit overboard. And then he says, think he'll ever do it again? I don't. So
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. It's a good question.
Yeah.
It depends on whether he thinks it's right and he feels that he's just been persecuted.
Yep.
If he doesn't know any other way of dealing with it, if it was a behavior that was out of control, that it was not sort of well thought out, it was just responding in anger. So I think that's a comforting thought, but I'm not sure that it has any reality to it.
I agree. Like I was saying earlier, I really truly don't think he was, or that he thought he was doing anything wrong. I think this is the way he was raised, and he legitimately, I think, thinks that he was doing the child a benefit by teaching them a lesson. You know what I mean?
And
there is that.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm surprised someone hasn't called up and said, you know, the biblical thing of spare the rod, spoil the child.
Yep, yep.
But there's also, I mean, again, I think we've evolved to the point where that we are a little more sophisticated than that we understand that we are better educated, we see ourselves as having more options. That as a society, I mean, there are all sorts of things that we used to do that we now look upon and think, my goodness, how did that happen? I mean, I did something last week that said, if you just look at some of the things that your parents did, they go to jail for it today. And I think that doesn't mean that our parents were idiots. It just means that the rules change. And I think in Sweden, for example, it's against the law. You go to jail for spanking your kid.
Yep.
And it's not saying we're a permissive society, although you could argue that. It's saying that there are better ways. That all hitting does is create violence
more
and
hitting,
the notion that somehow big people can hit little people, and the thing to do is to just not get caught, as opposed to explaining why, you know, you don't. There's certainly better ways of dealing with a kid being violent toward his younger brother or sister than slugging him, because all it says is, if you're bigger, you can slug.
Right.
And I don't think
that's what he did to begin with. In the first place, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to tell you too, you know, you had asked the question earlier about what, you know, what people do to discipline their own children.
Right.
And it's something we haven't gotten much of a response on yet. But personally, my 5-year-old, I'll tell you what really works on him, and I'll let you tell me if this is right or wrong, but he has a little iPod Touch that he uses, and he loves to play games on there and that sort of thing. Nothing tears him up more than to have that taken away. And it works much better than anything else. All his mother and I have to say is, you know, if he does something wrong, all right, you can't have the iPod for, you know, depending on how bad it was, the rest of the day or a couple hours or whatever. And man, that tears him up.
I the story of before I had, and I've got gobs of brothers and sisters, so I was, you're not the boss of me. I grew up with that, But one of the sort of quintessential memories that I had before I had a daughter was that I was at a friend's house, and his daughter came into the room, and she took a cookie, and her father raised his eyebrow, one eyebrow, and she burst into tears. And I said, enjoy that. That's going to last for another 15 or 20 seconds.
Right, exactly.
But one of the ways that I have of dealing with that whole issue of discipline is saying to the kid, this is, first of all, I learned very quickly, you don't say to a kid, did you do this? Because most kids will lie.
Right.
And then you've got that double whammy of, you know, if I believe them, then I'm naive and they got away with something. If, God forbid, I punish them and they didn't do it, then they're martyrs. So what I would say, I have never asked a kid, did you do it? I'll say, if this happens again, this is what's going to happen.
Yep.
And when I know that child or somebody, say, what do you think is an appropriate punishment? And of course, any kid worth their Reeboks is going to say, I don't know. Say, well, look, I'll tell you what, you can come up with something or I can come up with something. And kids will quite often come up with something much more draconian than you'll come up with.
No kidding.
Give them some, plus, and that's the point, is we're not trying to punish our children.
We're trying to teach our children. Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're trying to socialize them. So saying to a kid, tell me what you did wrong and tell me what you think an appropriate punishment is a very effective way of, among other things, understanding what your kid's doing and thinking, which is a very valuable thing if you're going to be a parent. And because the punishment that works on one kid may or may not work on another kid.
Right.
So I'm a great fan of doing that really sneaky thing of,
what
do you
think
the appropriate punishment is?
See, I learned something new today.
There you go. Well, that's kind of the point. All right, so what have we got from NFL? And then we can go, I thought we'd probably do NFL today, and then we'll talk about punishment, which is a broader thing tomorrow. I do think, maybe we should have a pool about how long Roger Goodell is going to keep his job.
Right.
I think if I were here, I wouldn't buy unripe bananas at this particular moment,
me neither.
What can I tell you?
We also have Debbie who writes in and says, I'm torn because Ray Rice's girlfriend obviously forgave him. And they are privately working it out. But when Bill Clinton, let's see, how does she put it, busted for his affair with Monica, he left and told us that his private life has nothing to do with his job. So there's the dilemma. Either public people have to be held accountable for their private lives or
wait
not.
A minute. I think consensual sex, I mean, and, you know, I'm the last person that is in favor of adultery.
Right.
But consensual sex with adults is different
yep.
than knocking somebody unconscious.
Yep.
And I think we have to make that distinction. I know that there was somebody who came out and said, well, yelling at the kid is as destructive as smacking the kid. And I would take issue with that. I don't think it's
too.
The same.
Yep.
I think that yelling at your kid is not a very nice thing, and trying to humiliate your kid is really childish and mean-spirited. But it's different than clocking somebody.
Exactly.
I refused. Yeah, it's just not the same. It's just not the same. And I think that neither of them are very nice. But one, I mean, you're not going to kill somebody by saying, boy, that's stupid. It's different than taking a baseball hat to somebody, or a baseball bat, or a baseball hat, I suppose, to somebody. So
I'll tell you, too, this is something maybe that you can shed some light on, Dr. Joy. I had a lot of people I noticed on my personal Facebook this last weekend. Being in Minnesota, of course, this was a big deal.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were saying, you know, what Adrian did was worse than what Ray Rice did. And to me,
because it was a kid.
Well, right. But to me, that kind of sounds a little crazy, too, because I get back to, I really feel that Ray Rice could have killed this woman.
Yeah. Well, and certainly, I mean, kids have died. There are people who have died from being beaten as well.
Right, right.
But look, I don't think either. I don't think it has to be competitive.
I agree.
Violence.
I agree.
I think that both are that we try and take care of people that we love, and beating up on somebody just doesn't have a place in that. And a parent who smacks their kid and says, "I'm doing this because I love you," is teaching your child.
Boy, oh boy.
That love hurts. And I don't think that's what we want to teach our kids under any circumstances, no matter how egregious their behavior of I love you, therefore I can hurt you. It's a bad formulation. It really is.
I couldn't agree more.
It's not accurate. It's not fair. It's not reasonable. It's not loving. That love should feel safe and fun and warm and nurturing, not dangerous. And when you smack your kid and saying, I'm doing this because I love you, I think you're damaging their psyche. And you're teaching them how to parent in the most negative possible way. That fear is somehow associated with love. And it shouldn't be. It really shouldn't.
I've heard, you know, people use the argument, too, that, well, this is the way he was raised.
Well, I think that may be the case, and I actually said that about Ray Rice last week.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't make it okay.
No,
that's why adulthood was invented.
Yep.
If your parents hitting you upside the head every night at 6 doesn't mean that you go ahead and hit yourself upside the head at 6.
Right.
Or that you hit anybody else upside the head at 6. That's the whole point about adulthood, is that you can look and say, okay, this makes some sense, this makes no sense. We are not creatures that are completely implanted with a notion that we are beyond our genetic material, that we have a big fancy cortex, a brain on top of everything else that can say, no, that doesn't make any sense. And that's why I think Chris Carter deserves a real shout out, because he said, okay, this is how I was raised and it was wrong, and I'm not blaming my mom, but I will never do this to my kids. There should be a different way of behaving, and he's right. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-DR-JOY. Just got an email from somebody who said, oh, they couldn't listen to me in Shanghai last week. Shane, we should probably check on this. Apparently, TuneIn is downloaded only to the 5th, so we need to check about
right.
TuneIn.
Sure,
okay?
Yep.
If you go to drjoy.com now, you can get the podcast and you can listen live. Okay? There we go. And Jacques, my fan, is saying he's off to Peking tomorrow, a 3-day trip, and then off to Quebec City. So hopefully all is going well. All right? So the point being that I'm sorry it just took a little bit longer than we expected to switch over. Electronics are fantastic, as long as they work well. And when they don't, I mean, I don't know about you, but every time I switch phones, it takes like 4 days.
Exactly,
you know,
to get everything.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not phobic about this, and I, you know how to do it, and it still doesn't make any difference. You know, I just keep messing with it. All righty, so let's, in the waning moments of today's program, talk about, so did we finish up all the NFL stuff? Or no, I thought we had a couple more NFL.
Yeah, we had one more comment on there. A listener who wants us to omit their name said the boundary is when a criminal law is violated in the NFL, the military, or Wall Street, should be reported for investigation, prosecution, and jurisdiction. Adjudication. I'm sorry.
Okay.
As with all violation of law or harmful acts, decision makers selectively report. Law enforcement selectively investigate, and prosecutors selectively prosecute. So basically, they're kind of saying that,
rich guys get away with stuff.
Right, exactly, yeah, kind of what we were saying, you know, and he's, I think, trying to make the point that this is what should happen, but maybe is not
what
does happen.
This is when having just bad-mouthed, I wasn't actually bad-mouthing, per se, electronics. But that's what's changed the world. I've said before, at one point in my career, I worked on the classified part of the space program. And I had a clearance that it was illegal to admit to. I don't think it is anymore. But if I go to jail, you'll know
awesome.
Why. That's it was, yeah, it was. So, and the time, our enemy, quote, at the time, was Russia. And the assumption was, from the time I got the classified above Q, which is weapons, that from the time I got that material to the time that the enemy had it was on average, would you like to guess how long?
Oh, boy.
Yes, just pick a guess. I mean, there's no reason that you would actually know this, so just take a guess.
10 days.
Not bad. 6 weeks.
Wow, no kidding.
Okay, that's the most highly classified stuff. I mean, this is not secret or top secret or, you know, this is burned before reading courier shoot self. I mean, this was the super... Okay. The assumptions now are about 6 seconds. And you know what changed everything?
No kidding.
Was once keyboards came out in Chinese, all bets were off for security issues. It's what changed. It's what toppled the government of Egypt. And clearly it's what's given the NFL a hard time is that people can look at a tape and they can look at it simultaneously. It can go viral. So lots of people have access to information. So we're no longer dependent on the hospital or the police or the newspapers or the television, that it can be online, which means whistleblowers have more clout now than they ever have before, probably in the history of the world, because they can disseminate information without essentially going through the power structure at all. Now, the problem about that, that's good news in theory, but the bad news is that stuff that's true, partially true, and not true at all can also be disseminated very quickly. And the problem about the Internet is things that are true, partially true, and not true at all look in the same typeface. So we probably have to be a little careful about what we believe and when we believe it. But the notion that somehow you have to convince a prosecutor or that you have to convince the newspaper, you have to convince a television station, have come and those days have come and gone. And Shane, in some ways it's what you were talking about earlier, I guess last hour, which is that it's not only the NFL and it's not only the players and it's not only but it's also the public of saying, you know, we're not going to support thuggery. That you may be our team and we really love it when you win, but not when the people that we're rooting for on the team are animals off the field. That they carry loaded guns or they beat each other up or they beat their loved ones up or they beat on children or they rob convenience stores or they shoot at each other. That there needs to be, I think, some sense, and I think you're exactly right. It's very easy to sit back and say, well, the NFL should be policing its own. And, I mean, I can remember being at a party a couple of years ago, and they read this article. They said, this is a group that has this many felons, this many indicted, this many convicted, this many fined. And everybody, and they said, what group is it? And everybody said, the NFL. It was Congress.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah. not a happy thing.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen a couple of people who ran for president gone to jail.
Yeah.
A couple of mayors. I mean, so the idea that somehow the NFL are the evil incarnate in American society is naive, to say the least. And if we really want to change society, if we really do want to evolve into kinder, gentler people, sort of less violent, more human, more loving, that we have to take responsibility for
yep.
it as well.
It has to start with us, yeah.
Yeah, and vote with your feet, vote with your pocketbook. And, you know, the Nike saying, well, okay, we don't want you representing us anymore. Or Wheaties saying, you know, we're not going to put you in our box is part of it. But part of it is us saying, you know what, I don't think this is okay. I'm not going to support you to do this. That there needs to be some portion of the ticket sales that go to anger management or sensitivity training or some kind. And there needs to be something. I mean, the military has done an okay job, not a startlingly great job, but a better job of it. Because it used to be, if you sought counseling in the military, your career was essentially over. And that has changed. It hasn't changed as much as it should, but it's changed a little bit. And certainly the military is a very structured, hidebound institution that is very paternalistic. And again, an organization that is really manifests violent behavior, presumably to other countries and enemies of the United States, but violent behavior nonetheless, and understood for certainly the last couple of decades that there's a problem about taking young men and saying, okay, shoot at anything that moves, and then bringing them home and saying, okay, now be a suburban house husband. You know, that there is a problem in there. And really, for the first time in the military, that they're actually taking it very seriously, and people of rank, intelligence, and power were saying, okay, we're going to deal with this on a different level. All right, folks, you can respond online at Facebook, where you can send me an email, and you can always call me, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.